Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 154, Sleep Better. So this isn't actually going to be any kind of medical show or anything, or episode for that matter. And this is mostly just an unofficial way of monitoring your sleep pattern. So for me, this is more on a personal note because every time there's a major temperature and weather changes, I always have trouble sleeping, and usually it inevitably leads to me getting sick. And so recently I started just looking into just ways to check how good or bad I'm sleeping, if there's any way to actually measure that. And I came across an app called Sleep Better that actually helps do that. So the basic premise is, as I said, is that it helps monitor sleep habits via a couple of different metrics to help provide those statistics to help you figure out kind of where you may be sleeping better or worse some nights than others, and just keep track of those changes over time. So what it does is, once you've slept and you've turned it off for the net the following morning or following evening, depending on your sleep times, you'll be able to see the time of, or the number of hours that you've slept, and it'll also include the time that it figures or calculates that you spend dreaming, awake time, and that sort of thing in a nice graph. It's color-coded so you can see exactly when it detects that you may have been awake, when you were dreaming, and when you were actually just generally sleeping. You can also, when you set the time that you're going to sleep, account for various factors, including if you had caffeine that day, if you had worked out, if you had a late meal, stress, and a few other factors. So it accounts for that as well. So if you had a poor night's sleep, then it'll factor that in. If you didn't, or if you had a good night's sleep, then all those mix of things factor into it. So I didn't see any specific way of saying, let's say you had caffeine that morning versus that evening. I assume that it's, let's say, within a certain time frame of when you go to sleep. So, but I included it to say, for example, I had coffee that morning, so I included that. Or if I had a late dinner, I include that as well. So just to generally keep that consistent. It also has an alarm alarm setting built in. It's actually kind of a smart alarm, so instead of just setting a specific time to wake up, it'll select a time range for you to wake up. So based on how you slept and how you've been sleeping, so let's say you want to wake up, or in my case, let's say I want to wake up at 5:30, then it'll select the range of 5 to 5:30, so that half an hour time frame. And based on how I've been sleeping over the course of when I started the app, or when I told the app that I'm going to sleep, it'll determine when to wake me up based on my sleeping pattern. So, for example, in the initial test, it figured that I should wake up at 5:08, and that would be a good time. In that initial test, I actually found out that I didn't sleep as much as I thought. So over the course of 7.5 hours, 1 hour of it I was actually awake, and then there was a certain time I was dreaming and all of that. So 7.5 hours of sleep wasn't technically that amount of time of sleeping. If you use, for example, your smartphone's default or stock alarm or some other alarm clock app to wake up, you can disable the Sleep Better app's alarm itself, so it doesn't interfere, and you can just turn off the app or turn off Sleep Better when you wake up. I know on the Android side, the app will run in the background, so it's a test that I'm going to continue to run since I want a specific time to wake up, but I want to monitor the full amount of hours that I sleep and test based on that, and see exactly what the pattern is of my sleeping, dreaming, and awake time. And then when you wake up, the app gives you the ability to rate your quality of sleep and your dreams. So do you feel like you slept well? Do you sleep like you felt poorly, moderate, or some sort of range like that? And did you have good dreams, bad dreams, mediocre dreams, and all of that? And you can track that as well. So you can see over time, you can compare, well, if you slept well and you had good dreams, that might be related. Or if you slept well and had bad dreams, then maybe it kept you asleep to sleep that much better, for example. But just an additional measure of statistics. The pro version, or the app, is available for free and also comes in a pro version. The pro version enables certain additional statistics, so increase the range of the smart alarm and things, and other customizable statistics and more tracking ability to track various things. The free version provides very basic statistics, so essentially things that I mentioned so far, like the number of hours you slept, time dreaming, and awake time, and then more features when you buy the pro version. The app is available for Android and iOS. I'll have links in the show notes so you can try it out, but it's something I want to try out, see how it works out over the long run, and decide if it's something that I want to keep doing. Just compare it to how good or bad I sleep, so I can determine that, okay, well, maybe my sleep this night was poor based on stress, but this other day was because I had a cup of black coffee right before I went to sleep, or something along those lines. But that is all for this particular episode. I just wanted to share this ad because it's a decent enough way of tracking sleep patterns, and just an unofficial way of helping you figure out if you're having a good, if you had a good night's sleep, bad night's sleep, and track it over time, and hopefully make those kinds of changes and go from there. So, like I mentioned, it's by no means an official measure of tracking sleep, but may at least help in your day-to-day life to maybe get some more consistent sleep and get a better night's rest. But if you have any questions, concerns, comments, want to ask me about the app before you try it out, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at patelm01. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And if you want to support this working droid and any show on the Geek IO network, you can visit us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekio. But that is on. Actually, before I forget, if you want to share past episodes of this working droid, or if you want to review anything I've covered previously, or you want to support the show via my ebooks, you can find them at author.patelm01.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.